Let us pray. God, in the midst of this season, come. Still our hearts and minds. Calm us. Whisper your words in our ears. Grant us peace. Amen. She might have been 12 or 13 or maybe 15 at the oldest. I think it's interesting we have all these wonderings about Mary, about the state of her virginity, about the truth of this witness of angels and all the rest. It's quite an amazing story after all. But I think that most of us have come to terms with it somehow or other. I think we mostly do believe that Mary was a virgin. Most of us have experienced enough mystery in our lives to recognize truth in the unexplainable. Or, well, if we don't, we found ways to believe around this story. But none of us really takes this seriously, that Mary was a child. She was not some grown woman with a choice about her future. She was not from some wealthy family where she could have even gained some extra freedom with her life. There have been a lot of stories in the news these days about child brides. Something like 1 in 7 girls in the developing world are forced to marry before they're 15. Their families feel that they simply can't afford to keep them and accept bride prices, essentially selling their daughters to often far older men who often the girls don't even know. The girls have no choice. And often from that point on, their lives become one move of desperation after another, brought about from choicelessness, powerlessness, helplessness, perceived worthlessness. I mean, you can't expect someone to think that they're worth much when they were sold for the price of a couple of cows. So we return to our gospel text, to Mary, the child bride, powerless, choiceless, virtually worthless. And an angel appears to her, not to Joseph, who at this point should have had all of the say, not to her father, who could have maybe still wielded a little authority, not to anyone but her, the one who wasn't supposed to have a choice. And the angel says, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. God is with you. You." Can you imagine? A person who is at the very bottom of the pile, a girl who would have about as much value as an animal. And God not only cared about her, but was actually with her. Suddenly, she is not so alone, not so worthless. God's very self seems to value her company. God's very self chooses to speak to her. God's very self chooses to dwell in her. But such value can be terrifying. I imagine any of us would be afraid. What does it mean after all? What does it mean that God is with you? That at the very bottom, that at the points of helplessness, that those who have nothing, and maybe even to us who perhaps feel trapped or alone or have no clear future and no easy answers and maybe only just the very next step. What does it mean that God is with you? That's a very scary thing. Because it means that in the midst of this mess is where we'll find God. In the midst of our least holy moments, in our averageness, in the parts of our lives that we'd rather not bring to church, that's where God shows up. And if that's the case, it means that looking up or looking for something more holy or pious, or even for nice, clean answers or nice, clear victories, that isn't where we'll find holiness or life or clear futures or even love. To say that God is with Mary, with you, at the bottom, means that our whole world, our whole way of viewing things, of valuing things, of making sense of things, is completely turned upside down, because what we think of as most powerful and perfect of all, God, chooses to hang out with what we think is weakest and most broken of all. And even odder, chooses to become weak and broken too. And getting lost in that mystery of God turning the world upside down can be terrifying. No matter where you fall in our world-defined order, no matter how much privilege you are blessed with, but there is this promise that comes with the same words that terrify. This amazing promise. The Lord is with you. God is with you. And what that seems to mean, at least in Mary's case, and perhaps in yours and mine too, is this. Mary was given a choice to say yes. Mary was empowered to become what she was really worth. Mary was set free to enter God's mystery and redefine her life and the life of those around her and even the whole world. No longer in terms of most to least or right to wrong or most powerful to powerless, but rather Mary and we are freed to be lost in the amazing grace-filled mystery of God and redefined by a God who chooses to enter the world in the remarkably disruptive way of a baby born to a child who suddenly was allowed to say, yes. Amen.